Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joined now by Professor Amos Nadan. He's the director of the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern and African Studies. We wanted to get a sense and get an understanding on the consequences, the fallout, and possible way forward following Israel's either attempt, because we don't know what is or isn't confirmed, of the assassination of the top level at Hamas. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Of course, there's a lot of comments that Qatar has been a mediator, but we also know that they've been a host for Hamas leadership. How does this strike impact how Qatar is going to be perceived when it comes to this particular conflict?
Yeah, good morning from Israel. Basically, if we look at Qatar is a state that supports terrorism. So it's not new to anyone that they are involved in supporting Hamas, in not only letting their leadership stay in Qatar, rather also transferred money and possibly also sponsored a weapon that is now in Gaza. So they are not necessarily the good guys. What happened with Qatar is that they play a very tricky game. On the one hand, they are supporting terrorism. They are, in fact, the founder and those who run Al Jazeera. And on the other hand, they are willing to speak with Israel, to talk, to mediate, whatever. They are not a balanced mediator. And they gain power in different states, possibly also in Israel, by, in fact, paying money to specific people and not by giving motivation to states to work as a very good mediator. In fact, if you listen to the Egyptians, what they would argue is that basically we, Israel, chose the wrong mediator, because Egypt is willing to mediate and was willing to mediate through all the period. By the way, Egypt has a significant problem with Hamas and with the Muslim Brotherhoods in Egypt, unlike the case of Qatar that plays with everyone and say we're a good friend of everyone, not really of Israel, but we are willing to speak with them. So as far as the gain or lose in that sense, I think that we lost a lot from letting Qatar mediate. So it might be that this is in fact a new and better situation for the negotiations.
Is there, there's obviously been condemnation from everybody who we would expect, and even those from that we might not have expected, like the United States. How do we tell what is genuine condemnation versus what is diplomatic theater?
So in many cases, it's the theater and nothing more than that. Because if you would speak with the stable Arab states, those states that, specifically the Sunni states, that are in relations with Israel, you would see that many of them are fairly happy. They are fairly happy when we attack Hamas. They are fairly happy now that, in fact, Qatar is being seen as a state to support terrorism and not as a mediator, which is, in fact, bring also the common sense back to the arena by saying, okay, if there are states that are in good touch, deep connection with Israel, even sign on agreement, whether it's the Abraham Accord or other accords with Israel, so these states should be in the central point by mediating, and not necessarily Hamas, that Qatar, that are okay, in good relations with the United States, but practically not with Israel, although all these attempts.
Why did Israel take so long to carry out this particular attack. We've known since the beginning of the war, we've had statements by these leaders in Qatar, the Hamas leaders, that they will do this again and again. They will. They were very, very clearly involved in the planning and funding of October the 7th. Why did it take almost 2 years for Israel to act?
So I believe that there were many opportunities to do the same because the location was clear, the gathering, it's not the first gathering, and so on. But if you look at Hamas, there were a high expectation of negotiation with the people outside of Gaza because they are kind of the exile leadership. By the way, they are not those who suffer today they are probably suffer, but before of that, rich people eat good food, enjoy life, and not feeling the war. But the idea was to negotiate with them because, you know, it's a arena that you can negotiate in Qatar and where other states are involved without a fear. Now, it seems that Israel really disappointed from that ability, and we have of their ability to bring agreement in the terms that Israel wished to have. For them, the time is not ticking. For us, it is indeed, because the hostages are there. Mm. And there is another thing, that there is a significant gap between what you can get from people, from Hamas people, or kind of leadership, inside the Gaza Strip, and the leadership outside of Gaza Strip, because they also have disagreement between them. So you can speak with one side, and then the other side will say to you, no, sorry, I'm not agreed to that. Mm. So currently, there is also a potential that now there'll be only one kind of leadership to speak with is the leadership in Gaza. But, and it's a big gap. A big bat. What happened in Hamas is that Israel managed to kill more and more commanders. So in fact, today we don't have a big person that says X and everyone obeys. Mm, mm. Hamas is a fragmented in Gaza Strip, and therefore it would not be an easy task to get agreement with them, because if before we had problem of agreement between Hamas in the Gaza Strip and Hamas outside of Gaza Strip, now you have also a problem that existed for several months of no leadership, significant leadership inside Gaza, which in fact create problem for negotiation.
So how does Israel negotiate?
Again?
So how does Israel negotiate moving forward?
So it's really a question of, first of all, of course, there are negotiations. There's no problem to continue to have negotiation. There are the Egyptians there. I believe that the Qatari would like to be part of that as well, even with all these problems that they face. But there is a way to negotiate. The thing is also that if you look at Hamas side, the currently the demand by Israel are not really realistic, because if you expect Hamas to get rid of the weapon and this, to say, okay, someone else and would lead the country, and not only someone else, someone, a foreigner, not because Israel doesn't want to have the Palestinian Authority or the Fatah controlling that, that creates a significant problem. Because for them, for Hamas, and they know that, if they don't have weapon, they die. Even it can be from the Israeli attacks or from Palestinian attacks, because it's not a government or militias that in fact being supported by many people. You can see the photos and the videos of Hamas people beating the other people, stealing the food from them, and so on. And there is a lot of anger against them. So for Hamas, if they don't have weapon, they'll die.
Right.
And that's the tricky situation.
That is all we have time for, but very, very interesting conversation. Thank you for that. Professor Amos Nadan, he's director of the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle East and Africa Studies.